Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Kenneth Raposa is with us. He is representing Coalition for a Prosperous America. He's got some really thought-provoking articles out that we're going to talk about. How could China become the dominating EV car market seller in America? Are we going to be totally owned by China if the U.S. becomes solar? We'll talk about those things with Kenneth coming up at the bottom of the hour. And how does America hold ground? So we'll get into that conversation. It's going to be very interesting. Top of the next hour, very, very excited to have Adam Hartage will be with us. He's the CEO of Remote Health Solutions, and he is providing a path for healthcare workers that understand the dangers of the injection so that they don't have to take the mandate. And so we'll talk to Adam about that and about liberty. Liberty, very important, liberty. Also coming up, bottom of the hour, one of the first steps to maintaining our liberty here in the United States of America, and that is the freedom and the ability to vote, and not just to vote, but to know that your vote is actually being counted and some other illegal vote isn't. AmericanVotersAlliance.org. Jacqueline Timmer joins us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about that. Majority of Michigan voters favor increased voter security, according to a new poll. And the RNC is suing New York City Mayor Adams over a law that allows non-citizens to vote. Georgia is opening an investigation into possible illegal ballot harvesting in 2020. Finally. All right. So we'll have all that coming up for you. That is the bottom of this hour. But joining me right now, Agent Under Fire. He is also running for Texas Land Commissioner. We'll talk about some things that are of, I believe, great and urgent importance to us, not only here in Texas, but across the country. I want to welcome to the program Victor Avila, retired federal agent. Victor, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Greg. Always good to be with you.
Well, it's always good to have you here. And you are. Can we say where you are? Is it safe?
I'm in Texas. I'm on the campaign trail. I'm actually on the border right now, doing a 5-day stint down here. I'm currently in McAllen, Texas, talking to the locals, the constituents, the people down here of the real issues that they face every single day with border security, because they are affected directly in their lives. And like you mentioned, not just the state of Texas and not just the border towns, but the rest of the country and the ripple effect that border security has on the nation.
Talk to me about the things that they are seeing on a daily basis down there. At one point, when I first began this show about 10 years ago, I was having a lot of interaction with Texas Border Volunteers, and they would one of their leadership would come on, and we would talk quite a bit about that. And we discussed that at one point, you know, Texas basically had lost about 120 miles along the border. That there was really a new border, and it was about 120 miles from the actual border. How much of that? I know the wall helped with that. I know that Mark Morgan and his team at Customs and Border Protection under President Trump, you know, we're beginning to make some headway with regards to that. But how much of that has become true again, or is true today?
The number one word that I'm using to describe what's happening down here is lawlessness. There is no border. It is wide open. The Biden administration has demoralized. Our Border Patrol agents have systematically taken away their authority. We have no border security. Now, the state of Texas has sent an enormous amount of Texas troopers, but they're doing the enforcement on the Texas side of. You ask, what are they seeing down here? They're seeing human smuggling. They're seeing human trafficking, child trafficking, drug smuggling, fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, car chases, crime with illegal aliens with weapons. Plus, on top of that, just the illegal immigration, the entry of thousands of people. And amongst them, a lot of criminal elements, individuals that have been deported previously with felony on the records. For example, a couple of weeks ago, last week, they caught an individual that killed a police officer in the state of Texas in 1993, served his sentence in Texas, was deported. He was trying to re-enter the country again. Mexico released a Yemen national on the FBI terror watch list. This is a terrorist that was released by Mexico. They didn't contact the FBI. They didn't contact the Homeland Security Department. This guy's loose somewhere trying to enter our country. This is a national security issue and a public safety issue for Texas and the rest of the country.
Now, I had Don Huffines was on with me let's see, what day are we on? Thursday. So Tuesday morning, Don came on. He was our very first guest on the program. And we talked a bit about, you know, the border security issue and so forth. There, you know, the media wants to tout, and even the current Texas governor suggests, oh no, I'm handling this. We're getting this under control. We're building walls down there, you know, and so on. But you know, from a grassroots perspective, I know I believe that's not an accurate assessment. You've just addressed this as not being an accurate assessment. Is the Texas governor right now doing enough to secure the border?
No, unfortunately he is not. What you're describing there is a lot of law enforcement efforts on the Texas side, which I disagree with as being labeled as border security. Border security for me means the detention and the stoppage of people coming into this country illegally in the first place. And that's not happening. The efforts that the state of Texas has done has stopped no one from entering this country illegally. And that's a big difference. Yes, our troopers are doing a great job, but they're stopping the human smugglers. They're already on this side. They're stopping the illegal aliens on this side. They're on the trains. They're on the back of trucks. They're in the back of semi-tractor trailers. They're in over 200 stash houses in the Laredo area, but they're already here. Mm-hmm. There's no effort to try to keep them there. And that's why I'm running for this important office of Texas Land Commission to finally put those barriers, and I know exactly where to put them, on our Texas public land and on a lot of private land that I've spoken to the private landowners and ranchers that are fed up. And they're like, Victor, we will donate. Someone will even donate their land to the state of Texas. Some will lease it. Some will sell it. I will make those negotiations with them to finally put barriers to keep people from coming in illegally to begin with.
Now, in addition to the fact, as you mentioned, that, you know, basically every city in America needs to understand that they are, you know, at this time, a border town. I mean, there's no such thing as a non-border affected community in the United States of America today. That being said, another threat to our border, you mentioned Yemen. So we've got terrorists, we've got cartels, but another threat that we have is the Chinese Communist Party. And you mentioned that here, and you and I were talking in the green room, but here in Texas, they're buying up large chunks of land here in Texas. Talk to me about that and the concerns that you have about the Chinese Communist Party invading America.
You're absolutely true and right on the sale of land. It's just unbelievable to me that Texas and the land commissioner would allow the sale of 140,000 acres. You heard that right. 140,000 acres. Wow. To a Chinese billionaire with ties to the CCP in Del Rio, Texas, on the border in Valverde County next to Laughlin Air Force Base, our U.S. Air Force Base. That's a critical a national security issue.
Right.
Why would we allow that? I would never allow that. I'm not going to allow that. As Texas Land Commissioner, I will do everything to, you know, everybody talks about jurisdiction. We will look at the jurisdiction to stop those type of sales from going through. There's an effort to try to take that land back right now, but it's very difficult once you allow it.
Right.
And then the second part that you mentioned is the people that every town is a border town. I'm getting calls from Virginia, Colorado, and people are donating to my campaign from outside of the state of Texas because they know. They're telling me, Victor, whatever you do down there, whatever you secure in Texas, we support you because we know that whatever you do is going to finally affect us in a good way over here because they've only been affected negatively with crime, the school system, the healthcare system.
Right.
They're starting to see the impact of the individuals showing up in their communities, and they don't know what to do.
I want to shift back to the China thing for just a moment, too, because back in 2013, 2014, I had, you know, just launched the program. We were about 2 years into it, and I would get a lot of information from DIA sources. And one of the concerns that was being considered, and this was back when, you know, everybody had gotten concerned because there were military operations that were happening in Texas. Do you remember that, Victor?
Absolutely.
And but what people didn't understand is those operations didn't have anything to do with addressing American citizens. They had to do with intelligence that was leading them to believe that there were enemy forces that were mounting in Mexico that were possibly considering things like Hamas and Hezbollah and a number of others. But the Chinese actually were one of the concerns relative to an invasion from our southern border. And you're now talking about the Chinese Communist Party, links to the party, and let's be clear, folks, business people in China do not own businesses unless the Chinese Communist Party has an interest in those businesses, period. That's how communism works. So now we're talking about, you said 140,000 acres?
Yes, and let me remind you that China is in Mexico. China is also, yes, helping the cartels by providing them with the precursors, the chemicals to produce the fentanyl, the methamphetamine, these pill mills that we see pouring into our communities, killing over 100,000 of our own citizens with that poison. And it's a major concern. They are next door to us.
And if they if they have a presence along the border, 140,000 acres, think about how easy it will be for them to become a portal for these cartels to be able to not even worry about an American border anymore, because they've got a friend sitting right on the border. We'll be back with more. Victor Avila is with us. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Victor Avila. You can learn more about Victor Avila at victor.com. VictorAvilaTX.com, VictorAvilaTX.com. You can also find him at his website, AgentUnderFireBook.com. If you're interested in purchasing the book that tells the story about the ambush and what happened to he and his partner, Jaime Zapata, who tragically lost his life in an ambush by the Mexican Las Zetas drug cartel. Victor is the real deal, folks. He's the real deal, and he has the expertise and the understanding necessary, I believe, to work on the border security issues that are so critical to Texas, and as he has stated, not just to Texas, but to the entire country. School systems, healthcare systems. You know, the crazy thing about this, Victor, too, is that, you know, if a person is here illegally, they are literally flown in. Our friend Anthony, who does the filming, right? He goes down there and goes to places where nobody else is and films them getting onto the planes and films them coming through pathways that nobody wants to talk about. But they fly them into these communities. And these communities then bear the entire economic and financial burden and potentially the healthcare threat burden, because there's no healthcare screening. They don't check them to see whether or not they're carrying any diseases or what have you. I remember, back a number of years back, where we were reporting on the fact that you had individuals down there coming across, and Border Patrol agents were getting strange symptoms and diseases and sicknesses, and they didn't know what they had, and nobody was able to tell them, and it was this big hush-hush thing. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. We have individuals coming from Africa with flesh-eating bacteria, viruses that have not been identified. And forget COVID. COVID happens to be the freebie here. It's cholera, dengue fever from Central America, things that we haven't seen in our country in decades. And this is reality with Border Patrol, as well as how they get exposed. Now, you talk about the impact in the communities. In Fort Worth, Texas, one of the CISDs there, the school districts, is looking at hiring teachers from Mexico. And you wonder why? Because we've got an influx of illegal aliens from Mexico, children that cannot speak English, that have all these other issues. Some don't even speak Spanish properly. They only speak a dialect. And now we want to get teachers from outside of the country to come teach them. This is a real impact to the taxpayer in Texas. This is unacceptable. We must put Texas first. We must put our country first. We are at that crossroads. It's important to have people identify these issues. I try to do it as much as I can. That's why I stepped up to run for office, because I have never seen a person like me. When I worked in the government, I always wondered, who is that person in Washington, D.C. making this decision that has no idea what's going on the ground? Well, I am that person that knows what's happening on the ground, not just with border security, but in my diplomatic experience as representing the government as a diplomat in Mexico and Europe, with my crisis management experience, I worked Hurricane Katrina on the ground. This office of the General Land Office works with FEMA when we have these natural disasters to make sure we take care of these issues. There's big issues with Hurricane Harvey here in Houston area. I bring all that experience with Homeland Security. It's just not, I want people to understand, it's not just law enforcement, gun carrying, and knocking down doors. I did do a lot of that. And also human trafficking, that's near and dear to my heart. I'm a subject matter expert with human trafficking investigations. I rescued many women and children from these horrific, horrific conditions. And I can't just allow it and see our government being complacent, the airlines being complacent and allowing this to continue to happen. And it all is due to that wide open border. It's not even an open border. It's a no border policy under this administration.
You know, and one of the other things that I think is important for us to pay attention to is what happened to you and your partner. And I see here that there's a Jaime Zapata and Victor Avila, federal officers and employees Protection Act. Can you talk about that and how you were able to get that moved through? That was apparently signed into law by President Biden on November 18th, 2021.
Very important. Thank you for asking about that, Pastor Greg. I worked on this legislation for 2 years. It started under President Trump, and we got so good momentum and bipartisan support, believe it or not, that the irony of life is that President Biden was forced to sign it. You know, they don't really support law enforcement. I'll tell you why. Because I wasn't invited to the signing ceremony at the White House, and neither were the Zapata family.
What?
And that was very crushing to me. How in the world do you have a person that you just told everybody the name of the bill? It has my name on it. It has Jaime Zapata's name on it. Yet they told us they were going to invite us, but the invitation never came to the signing ceremony. And you know where they sit there, the president we weren't there. We weren't part of it.
No.
But I had to focus on the positive that we got this law.
You got
passed.
It through. Yeah.
We got it through. It protects our law enforcement officers and agents that are serving abroad and their families. And it's a great accomplishment.
Well, good for you. Good job, sir. And wish you all the very best. And look forward to your next visit with us. Victor Avila. And again, you can find him. VictorAvilaSpeaks.com. Be a great place to get more information about Victor. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We'll be back with more after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/CHOSEN.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. She is, I'm going to say she's, I think, the founder, right, of AmericanVotersAlliance.org. She's certainly one
That's
of the
right.
That there you go. She is the founder of AmericanVotersAlliance.org, and she has been really at the forefront of fighting election integrity. I see our mutual friend Phil Klein. An article from Phil is up here on your op-eds on the 15th of January. Another warrior for election integrity. I want to welcome Jacqueline Zimmer to the program. Jacqueline, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Jacqueline, did you ever imagine, we were just talking, and I'll be 60 this year, and I remember regularly, and I was a member of the United States Air Force during the Cold War. So, I remember.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. It was my honor. Still my honor. I feel like I'm still serving the country today. You never stop. You make those oaths and you never stop. And I'm doing this for I was talking to my mom last night. You know, she's like, honey, I don't know what our grandkids and, you know, her great grandkids, I don't know what we're going to have. And I said, man, that's why I do it. She says, I know. I understand. Anyway, I'm getting off on a rabbit trail there. But the point I wanted to make is that I remember when America would be the one that would go into these countries and try to help bring order to the election process to make sure that elections were done with integrity so that the people could know when the wall came down, America was there in the former Soviet Union to make sure that the voting was done correctly. And in each one of those areas, why we're so actively involved with the Ukrainian situation today. We did it in Taiwan. We did it in Hong Kong. I mean, everywhere around the world, America's been the one. Now, you said we're still spending $2.8 billion on that program, but we can't figure out how to get our own elections straight. Is that what I hear?
That is correct. And I will qualify that in that some of that is for human rights and human aid, but it's still the same program. It's USA aid. And that money is still going overseas. We're still telling people how to run their elections. And ironically, it's completely contrary to how we're running our own. We advise against machines. We encourage voter ID. Some of these core basic concepts that ensure chain of custody when it comes to the ballot, voter identification, et cetera, we are not encouraging at home. And so it's pretty ironic and honestly quite tragic.
So talk to me about the things that you are engaged and involved in. How is AmericanVotersAlliance.org impacting? You've got a couple of titles here: trending, state activity, election standards, membership. We'll get to that in our second segment that we do with you this morning. But let's talk first about election standards. What do you mean by election standards, and how are you guys helping with that process?
Right. So we have very basic election standards that we promote, and you know, it honestly falls directly in line with your first question. We encourage transparency, accountability, and inclusion when it comes to the election process.
You're a constitutional conservative, right?
That's correct.
Wait a minute, and you believe in inclusivity?
Inclusion? Oh, I know.
I'm terribly sorry, ma'am, but that doesn't jive, because you know, constitutional conservatives are evil, and they don't believe in including anyone in elections. That's right. I mean, that's the narrative that we hear.
I mean, I hear I'm racist on a regular basis, and yet nobody knows my family profile. So, you know, the narrative is a powerful tool when it's I'd say devoid of truth or reality.
And I apologize, folks. I know I'm using some pretty extreme sarcasm here, but there's a reason why. Because, you know, yeah, we talk about, you know, freedom of speech, right? And we talk about the propaganda that the other side uses. They curtail our freedom of speech, and they use propaganda to try to paint a picture about who we are and what we want. And it's completely the opposite of what we really are. If we're a constitutional conservative, we want these values as a part of our election standard. We want everybody to vote. We're not saying don't vote. We're just saying sign up the right way so that the people who are supposed to vote, the citizens of this country, are the ones making the decisions.
Right, right. And Pastor Greg, if I may take a step back from that even further.
No, go ahead, please. Yes.
Right now, we are really in a battle of who gets to define truth in our society. Is it going to be government who gets to define truth in their own favor so that they can confiscate power and hold the citizens at bay? Or is there something beyond them and that transcends them? And they don't like that. And that's where the power of we the people comes from. Our country was founded not where government grants rights to the people. They actually can't take away our rights. Our founding fathers acknowledged that we receive our rights from God. And because of that, the government has limitations. But what we've seen in recent years is that the citizens have moved away from being involved in governance and understanding God as a whole in our society.
Right.
And we've abdicated the exercising of those powers or of those rights. And as we've abdicated the exercising of them, it's created a vacuum, which government has been more than happy to fill. But now they're not only filling the power, the centralized power in our society, but they're also claiming that they get to divine truth in order to promote their narrative to centralize more power. And that's what's taking place as a whole. And we see that in our election system. We see that in our current dialogue, where the President of the United States says, if you don't pass the current election bill, which let me tell you, that is not an election bill that really anyone wants to pass unless they're a neo-Marxist. And I can go into some of the details of that. But he says, unless you pass this bill, you're a racist and you're, you know, a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. And then we see him empowering the DOJ and the FBI to investigate domestic terrorists, who now he labels as people who oppose his political agenda. And then we see that actually happening in Michigan, where the Attorney General in Michigan has now provided a list of her political enemies to that very group, to the DOJ and to the FBI, to investigate because they oppose what took place in the 2020 election.
And relative to that, you know, you mentioned early in this conversation that the USAID,
yep.
One of their guidelines is when they go into these countries that are going to have votes is don't use machines. You need to hand count. You cannot use machines. Machines are going to have a problem. There's a high risk in using these machines. And yet that's all we're doing now. We are doing the exact opposite of what we advise countries that are breaking away from dictatorships and authoritarian rule. to not do, we're doing. Now, I'm seeing a story here posted that says the judge has rejected the final attempt to halt inspection of Dominion machines in Pennsylvania. Sure. Story dated January 14th. Can you talk to me about that and what we and what I was just highlighting of what you had said?
Right. So I haven't read that particular article, but I do know the attorneys on the case.
Okay.
And there has been a back and forth battle where the and forgive me, I'm not going to use proper legal terminology because I haven't been particularly involved in this case and I'm not personally an attorney myself. But the judge originally assigned to the case did say that the machines needed to be relinquished. And this is, you know, a small group that's going against Goliath. It's a David and Goliath scenario because they're going up against the state governor. Mm-hmm. They're going up against the state attorney general, and they're going up against Dominion itself. And so the state legislature wanted to review these machines and assess these machines and inspect them. And the judge assigned to the case said, yes, absolutely. Dominion filed two different injunctions that the judge overturned and denied and said, you know, you are, this is ridiculous. Your arguments are incredulous. We are going to release these machines for inspection. And then what happened is the Pennsylvania Supreme Court stepped in, which is a very liberal court, and said, no, we're going to put a halt on this altogether. And I don't know where things stand with that currently, but it is a David and Goliath scenario, and things are moving forward. I think there's still a lot of hope and promise in the case because the Supreme Court was in such direct conflict with the judge originally assigned to the case.
Yeah, it says the Commonwealth Court of Pennsylvania struck down a last-minute attempt by the governor, attorney general, and secretary of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to prevent state Senate investigators from inspecting Dominion voting machines owned by Fulton County, Pennsylvania. The Amistad Project represented Fulton County in the case. So I guess we'll just have to see whether or not that particular effort continues to stand, or, as you said, has the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania stepped in to stop it? And will that then lead to it potentially going into the federal court system and possibly ending up at the Supreme Court, I guess, right?
Well, I think there's potential for that. You know, again, the Supreme Court has different rules as far as which cases they accept.
Right.
You know, if it's intrastate, et cetera. And so, you know, we'll kind of have to see how things move forward there. I'll be perfectly honest. Part of the disappointment that a lot of people saw in 2020 when it came to the court system and the election process is that a lot of these things are not intended to be handled in the court. According to the Constitution, it's intended to be handled in the state legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, we've fallen asleep, not only to what's happening with the moral decay of our country, but actually the legal structure that it was intended to be, and we've allowed it to become something completely different. And so a lot of legislators are not aware of their responsibility in that regard.
We're going to take a break. You know, hang on. Hold that thought, Jacqueline. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes trust that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. We welcome all of our audience across the Truth Broadcasting Network, AMFM247.com, Noble Radio Network, and also those of you that are watching us on TECNTV.com. Grateful to be with TECNTV.com and NTD, our broadcast partner, NTD. Be sure and check out the programming on NTD and TECNTV.com. My special guest is Jacqueline Timmer. AmericanVotersAlliance.org is the website. AmericanVotersAlliance.org is the website. And Jacqueline, we were talking, you know, about this issue of voter integrity, but in particular about the responsibility of the citizenry and where rights come from and government's imposition at this point on those rights instead of protecting and defending. Rights belong to the people, powers belong to the government, but powers only belong to the government as the people give them those powers, and those powers supposed to defend the rights of the citizens. We're all upside down right now, Jacqueline.
We are. And you know, I think one of the primary examples of that has been the shift in our language, where we see democracy now is shifting in terms. We are moving from what was the American Revolution to a model that resembles the French Revolution, where absolute majority rules. That creates chaos, that creates anarchy. Mm-hmm. And then what you have is you are required to have a totalitarian centralization of that power. And so we're moving more and more into this new, you know, kind of gray philosophical space that has a definitive direction to totalitarian rule. And that's completely contrary to the understanding of our rights coming from God, the rule of law, and some of these core principles that have defined Western civilization as we know it.
Well, and the uniqueness of our situation was that we were established as a constitutional republic. And that's very important to understand, because I hear this word consistently, democracy, democracy, democracy. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not a democracy. We're not. A democracy is a form of mob rule. It is, as you said, the majority gets to make all the decisions, and the quote-unquote minority then it has no say.
Which is ironic, don't you think?
Yes. Isn't it, right? Because the other side wants you to believe that they're all about minorities and all about inclusivity. That's why I made that sarcastic jump when we were first talking about some of the basic core values of the American Voters Alliance. And one of those is inclusivity. It really is. It's a dichotomy on the left, because Whereas you would think that they would be concerned about what the minority has to say, they're not. And I have members of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network on with me regularly. We'll have Reverend Clenard Childress is going to be with me again next week. He's with me monthly, and he runs blackgenocide.org, identifying how the left is killing Black babies, and we talked about that.
Wow.
That, you know, the Black population is still 11 to 13%, and think about
That's right.
The growth of the Hispanic population, the growth of the Asian American population, all of the minority populations have grown in America, except Black Americans. I wonder.
Right.
I wonder, and the left pretends to be the champion of minorities. And folks, I'm going to tell you, newsflash, they're not.
Well, and that's part of the danger of this entire shift, but really this language shift as well, because there's a distinct difference between social democracy and political democracy. Political democracy is ultimately two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner. It's like we both said, it's mob rule, it's against the minority all the time. Social democracy is a recognition of individual rights. And so we have protected that and reflected a value for that in creating a representative democracy or constitutional republic, rather, that protects the individual despite what the majority says. And so we've taken the idea of individual value, and what the left has done is they've transcribed that or equated that to majority rule. Well, that is going to go into their favor because it allows for a totalitarian system, as we talked about. And in that totalitarian system, they are using the very people that they're claiming to protect and they're claiming to uphold in order to use this kind of Alice through the looking glass language, you know, metamorphosis, if you will, into a one-party system. And that's a very, very dangerous prospect. And they're doing this heavily, like, just, oh my gosh, okay, just on its face when it comes to the election system. You look at Biden's comments about people being racist if they disagree with his political views. You look at Kamala's comments, and they are using the race card to try and divide people around very basic principles when it comes to elections.
Parents as domestic terrorists, if they show up at the school board meetings to voice concerns about the hate that is being taught by their children. And by the way, I might add, Black parents and white parents both showing
That's
up
right.
at the school board meeting saying, quit telling our kids to hate one another. Okay? Quit
right.
telling
and
our
that's
kids.
That's how we know.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's how we know that this isn't about black and white. Because
right.
you have leaders like Larry Elder, Candace Owens, who are being called white supremacists. You have black businesses that are getting burned down by BLM. This is about an ideological line. This is not about race. This is about using race for a political agenda by the progressive neo-Marxist left.
Yeah, it's about creating aid. I had Vince Everett Ellison on my program on Tuesday, and he and I were talking about it. And the bottom line is, and you brought this up, and I think it's so critically important to get back to that, and that is the only answer to this, folks, is America has to get back to God. We've got to get back to the Bible. We've got to get back to prayer. We've got to get back to what has united America, even when we had political differences. And we've had those throughout our history. Okay, we've had, the conversations about, you know, the federal side versus the citizen side versus the state side, all of those have all been conversations that have been going on since the founding of our country. But what united us when somebody else came into our neighborhood and tried to mess with us, what put us together, what kept us together, and what caused us to respond with love to one another when there was a disaster, when threats emerged, was our joint understanding of God. 70% of Americans, according to Pew polls, the Pew Research polls, say that they are Christian. I call on you Christians to come together under the name of Christendom to reunite our nation and secure our freedoms and our liberties once again. Jacqueline, thank you for all that you're doing. I look forward to having you back. AmericanVotersAlliance.org. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.